الله أكبر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونشكره ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد محمد عبده ورسوله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You know, whenever I'm invited to these conferences and these gatherings, these conventions, I'm often asked to speak about the topic of families, the topic of marriages, the topic of youth. And as I speak about these topics, I'll find myself referring to the brokenness, to how broken our families are today, to the struggles that our youth are facing, to the difficulties of getting our youth married and keeping them married. And as I list all of these difficulties and these struggles, it can sometimes be hard to see that positivity, to understand the beauty in the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in each test that we are tested with, that cleansing of our souls, that clearing of our impurities. And it can be hard if we only focus on the brokenness and the failures of our families that are so often highlighted. So I wanted to thank the organizers of the ICNA program, because when they provided me with the topic of my lecture today, tonight, that I'm sharing with you, they linked it with a verse from the Quran. And that verse from the Quran was a reminder, first and foremost, to myself. And it was a verse from Surah At-Tahrim, verse 6 from chapter 66. And is the verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us by saying, Ya ayyuhan alladhina amanu qu anfusukum wa ahlikum naran. O you who believe, save yourself and your family from the fire of hell. And the verse continues by describing this fire as one that is fueled by people and stones. And what was such a beautiful reminder for myself in this verse was the fact that when we talk about families, when we talk about saving our families, restructuring our communities, helping our youth, we so often point a finger outward. We complain and say our families are breaking down because our ummah has broken down. Our communities are not connected. Our masajid are not doing enough for our youth. My neighbor is not helping me. My husband is not helping me raise the children. My wife is too preoccupied with the Bollywood dramas and the soap operas. And so we point these fingers and we complain that the breakdowns that we are seeing in our society are all coming from somewhere else. But in this verse of the Quran, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding us to save ourselves and our families. How often do we look for that blame externally instead of looking internally? As the brother who introduced this program explained, the overarching theme for this particular session is about the prophetic mission of character building and tazkiyah. What is the process of tazkiyah, and how does it relate to saving ourselves and our families? The process of tazkiyah is for us to remove our impurities, to purify our souls, to attain a closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as we pay our zakat as a tazkiyah on our mal, on our wealth, we pay our zakat to purify our wealth, so too must we purify our souls. Because if our souls have not been purified, if we are not constantly struggling in that process of tazkiyah, we cannot save our families because we haven't tried to save ourselves. And that is where it begins. For that couple that is struggling, it is not only your wife's fault that you are unhappy in your marriage. It is not only your husband's fault that you are unhappy in your marriage. For those parents who are struggling, it is not only the mother's fault that the child is not listening or going in a different direction. It is not only the father's fault that the child is being disrespectful or going away from the deen. Because we need to look internally. We need to realize that that pointing finger leaves three fingers pointing back at ourselves. And so we need to take a look at ourselves and understand what we have been doing, how we can save ourselves in order to save our families. In every talk that I give about the family, there is a hadith that I always mention because I believe it is so important, and again, as a reminder to myself first and foremost. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "The best of you is the best to your family, and I am the best to mine." We forget this sometimes. For the teacher who is so kind to her students in class, but comes home and yells and screams at her own children. To the husband who is so sweet to his co-workers and so kind to his boss, but comes home and yells and screams at his spouse. To the child who is so happy and joyful around friends, but comes home and has an attitude and is constantly disobeying the parents. Remember that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us the best of you is the best to your family, because it begins with you. It begins with yourself, that improvement of that self, that tazkiyah of the nafs. But we live in a world that concentrates a lot on the nafs, but not necessarily in a good way. We live in a world that has forgotten the sense of the ummah and has focused instead on the nafs. A world that gives our youth iPhones and iPads and iPods and iTunes, and then makes us question why our children always say, I, me. Because we live in a world that feeds that baser nafs, that feeds the ego, that makes the individual living in this society today feel that I or me is the most important. But when we look at that process of tazkiyah and understand how we can improve ourselves in order to improve our families, in order to get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to understand the levels of the nafs that exist within us. Within each of us, there is a nafs al-ammara, a nafs that pushes us towards the baser desires, towards feeding what makes us feel good, even if it is temporary. And that nafs al-ammara can be very powerful if we stray away from the deen, if we don't keep that nafs in check. But even with that nafs al-ammara, when we have a teenager, a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, who comes to our counseling center in New Jersey and speaks to me and says, "I cut, I do drugs, I hang out with bad people." And the parents say, "Look, this child is following the nafs al-ammara. This child is giving in to his or her desires." Little by little, as we talk to the youth, we find that this same child is the one who was molested when she was 7 years old. This same child was the one that grew up in a home with parents who never said she was beautiful. This same child was the child who grew up constantly feeling that he was criticized, that he was put down. And so we need to understand what the role that we play in our families as well. And when that baser desire emerges, when the nafs al-ammara pushes us or pushes our children or pushes our spouses towards that which is wrong, that which is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do we, as members of that family, as the protectors of our families, as the shepherds of our families, how do we bring that person back? How do we bring them to the next level? And how do we bring ourselves to that next level? The level of the nafs al-lawwama, the conscious self the self that recognizes there is right and there is wrong, there is good and there is bad. There is that which I should do because it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is that which I should avoid because it is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And within each of us exists this nafs al-lawwama. Within each of us exists this self that can be our conscience, that can guide us. But it requires help because there is no self that exists alone. It requires for us as families, as friends, as communities to stand together and to evaluate ourselves first and foremost, and then project that evaluation outwards to be the best individuals we can be, to be the best to our families, the best to those around us, and then to see the changes in those around us. And then we see that in that process of tazkiyah, that process of removing our impurities, the process of going from the nafs al-ammara, the self that gives into the desires that are constantly paraded in this world, and moving to the nafs al-lawwama, the conscious self that recognizes right from wrong, that knows there is a line that should not be crossed, and eventually making it to the nafs al-mutma'inna, the contented self, the self that is pleased with the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's also pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all that it does. But how do we reach this nafs al-mutma'inna? And how do we bring our family to that level as well? So often in our homes, when we play that finger-pointing game, we dissolve into a family or a group of individuals who is constantly pulling out the haram and the halal card, who is constantly pointing a finger and criticizing and putting down, whether it's towards our spouses or towards our children. We see the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was riding with one of the youth of the ummah at that time, and that youth had a desire, that nafs al-ammara showed in the youth a little bit. When a beautiful woman approached the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him a question, the youth looked. And he didn't just look, but he looked. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered in the beauty of character by simply reaching out and gently turning the chin of the youth away from that which was pulling him, away from that which he desired, which was not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet a few minutes later, the youth looked again. And again the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his wisdom and his kindness and his beauty of character, reached over and gently turned the chin of the youth away. And then a third time the youth looked again. And again the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gently turned his chin away. And so we see that the character of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his character which was described as the Quran, was a character that manifested itself even when dealing with someone who may be pulled towards that which is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet for us as communities, for us as parents, for us as leaders in our hometown, sometimes we are so quick to criticize. We are so quick to put down. We are so quick to tell our youth, to tell our spouses that they are wrong, that they are not good enough, that everything they're doing is not right. And this is not what we have been taught by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not what we have been taught by our Quran. Because for us to save our families, we need to first drop the cloak of being so judgmental. We need to look into our own levels of the nafs, understand that those base desires exist, and that that conscience grows not just from a fear, but from taqwa, from a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is so great that you fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we reach that level of the nafs al-mutma'inna. And this is the level that we are all commanded to seek. But we can't reach that level if we spend all of our time focusing on what everyone else in our family is doing wrong, on what everyone else in our community is doing wrong, on what everyone else in the world is doing wrong. Because it starts with us. You know, I tend to travel frequently, and I always find it interesting that on every airplane that I enter, the steward or the stewardess at the start of the flight will stand at the front of the plane and will tell us, if there is an emergency and the oxygen masks drop from the ceiling, make sure that you put a mask on yourself before you put a mask on anyone else. Because if you can't breathe, you can't help anyone else to breathe. If you have not taken care of your own nafs, if you have not worked on yourself, if you have not worked on removing your impurities, then you can't work on anyone else's. And I say this as a reminder to myself first and foremost. And so this is how we save our families. We save our families by saving ourselves. We save our families by dropping our egos and recognizing that we are not perfect. We are far from it. That whatever struggles our children are going through, whatever struggles our spouses are going through, whatever struggles we see within our families, we play a role in those struggles too. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was of the most perfect character, the most perfect adab, the most perfect akhlaq, and yet the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would stand in the night praying, prostrating, seeking forgiveness until his ankles would swell. And when he was asked by his beloved wife Aisha radiallahu anha, why would you stand so long in the night that your ankles would swell? And he responded and said, should I not be a grateful servant? In our process of tasqiyah, we need to remind ourselves of our own fallibilities, of our own errors, of our own difficulties. And we need to reach that stage of humbling ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and weeping from our hearts for Him to save our families. Because truly, we can read every self-help book out there. We can listen to every lecture on parenting. But in the end, Allahu yahdi man yasha'. Our sense of tawakkul must make us confident that we will do everything that we are commanded to do, that we will do all that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we know full well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all planners, and that His hidayah comes when the time is right. And that any test that we may be facing in our families is a test that will, inshallah, purify us, is a test that will be part of that tazkiyah for us. So in the final minutes, and you know, I see how the speakers were saying now, it throws you off a little bit that the timer says zero. I feel like I have all the time in the world, but I feel someone may come up here and tell me to cut it short in a minute. In the end, if there is anything that we can take from a talk about parenting, from a talk about marriage, from a talk about saving our families, it is that it starts with us. It begins with each and every one of us sitting in this room. It begins with ourselves. And once we work on ourselves, we will see the opening. We will see that ability to connect with our children, with our spouses, with our neighbors, with our parents, with our families. But it starts with us. And of course, in reaching that nafs al-mutma'inna, that highest level of the nafs, the contented self, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Fajr, which is the 89th chapter, starting from verse 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us about this nafs al-mutma'inna by telling us, Ya ayyutuha nafs al-mutma'inna, irja'i ila rabbiki radiyatin mardiya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. O you, the nafs who has reached contentment, Imagine on that day of judgment, when we are all brought to hisab, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls to the believers and calls to the nafs al-mutma'inna, the contented self. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us of those that will be called on that day. And imagine now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls to that nafs al-mutma'inna and says, return to your Lord well-pleased and pleasing Him. Imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all His beneficence, in all His glory, in all His nur, will call to the nafs al-mutma'inna and say, return to your Lord well-pleased and pleasing Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who please Him in all that we do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call and say, enter then together with my other true servants. And in that moment, those who have reached that level of contentment, those who have achieved the nafs al-mutma'inna, will be called to enter with the others who have achieved that level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are called on that day to enter with those who have reached the nafs al-mutma'inna. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the final verse, وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, and enter into my paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us and our families of those who will be called on that day in this way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to help our families, to save our families through the process of saving ourselves for the sake of Him, to please Him in all of our actions. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us, protects our children, protects our spouses, and protects the organizers of this program who have allowed us to gather in a program that inshallah the angels will surround. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum.